Tov. Chofes, Cheshvan, 24th of October, Rabbi Yossi David, Bechibadetoy.
Such a shit as of Anitam or not. Because it's a big pele. The Bes Yosef, who you'd think is the only one who brings only shit as of Anitam, doesn't bring any other explanation to the form of Shkir apart from of Anitam. The question is asked that the meaning is like the Gaonim, especially by the Sfaradim, they said, alright, how come the Bes Yosef didn't mention there's any machlokes of Anitam and the Gaonim? The first one to mention this is Maram Alaska, who lived just before Yosef Karo's generation, a bit older than him. However, that's not our topic today, but maybe we leave it once to discuss it as a Benutam properly. I think we've had a share about that years ago.
We never remember.
I can repeat it. You won't even realize. Okay. I thought to pick a little bit this week as a theme of Shabbos, supposed to be. I don't know what the reason for that was, but it's always a good time to speak about Shabbos. Yeah? Usually before Yom Tov, we are told 30 days before Pesach. By Shabbos, every 7 days, you have to revise all the Hilchos Shabbos. It's not a simple thing. Mishnah Berurah says it's appropriate for every community to establish groups, chaburos, of learning Hilchos Shabbos. It's so important. However much you learn it, it's not enough. There's always 39 melachos, and there's always new things coming up the whole time. New questions today, the machinery that's coming up today, where did Mamish, it starts reminding you what Kosh Baruch Hu was shavus from. Yeah? Baruch She'omar, V'raya Elam. Kosh Baruch Hu said, V'asar Ma'amarot Nivra Olam. He literally created, nowadays you can talk and things can happen. You can move, things happen. You have to know how to apply the melachos of Shabbos to the actions which we are doing. So it's not a simple thing in Shabbos. Yeah? Therefore, it's a good thing to learn again and again and again. So I thought of speaking about, it sounds less stringent, it sounds less important, but there are a lot of takanos which Chazal, a lot of gezeiros which Chazal have introduced, a lot of behavior, different behaviors Chazal have demanded from us on Shabbos as opposed to the rest of the week. And you think the Yisurim Derabbanan. Yisurim Derabbanan are not as important as Yisurim Doraita, but we don't realize the importance of these Yisurim are to help us keep the Doraita. It's so important to keep the Takanos of Chazal and the Gzeres of Chazal. Because if a person says, Mali vele Takanotehem, then eventually it will be Nechshel and Melach of Doraita. Therefore it's so important these things. So I thought I'd focus on the Poshul. We say in Kiddush and Shabbos morning, we say, in Tashim Mishabbat Raglecha, the Navi Yeshayahu writes, in Tashim Mishabbat Raglecha, Asot Chafatzecha V'yom Kodshi, V'karat Ala Shabbat Onek, L'Kdosh Hashem Mechubad, V'chibadto Me'asot Derachecha, M'metzoch Hefzecha, V'edaver Davar. I mean, that's what they said, the Pesuk of Bahar. No, we all know it of Bahar. Yes, it doesn't go against what the Shulchan Aruch says, you mustn't say Mikra of Bahar. That posuk v'chibadto me'asot derachecha mimitzo chetzecha v'daver dabar chazal in Masech HaShabbos daf kuf yud gimel learn a lot of halachas which four in fact v'chibadto the Gemara says shelo yeh malbushecha shel Shabbat ki malbushecha shel chol. You shouldn't dress in the same fashion as you dress in a weekday. Mimitzo מעשות דרכך שלא יהיה לוחכה של שבת כי לוחכה של חול. The way you walk, you must walk differently. We're going to discuss this. What does it mean to walk differently? ממצוא חפצך, חפצך אסורים, חפצי שמיים מותרים. מדבר דבר, you're not allowed to speak a deeper חול on Shabbat, the Gemara says. Quite hard. Not easy, yeah? Shabbos is the time we get together, the families. All we have to talk is about what can we do during the week. It's not an easy thing. How much can you speak Divya? It doesn't go. So it's very hard. I'll start off with a Midrash Tanhuma, just to correct this expansion, it's very interesting. There's a misconception, yeah? Now we're going to talk about Kovod and Oinek Shabbos, which seemingly seem to be a mitzvah derabbanan. There's a Midrash Tanhuma in the beginning of this expansion. For years, I went around thinking, and I'm sure many people had this misconception to get as well. What's the reason why we don't daven Shmona Esrei on Shabbos?
What?
Why don't we daven Shmona Esrei on Shabbat? You do?
No.
19 brochas he's made.
No.
Oh. Seven brochas he made. Yeah. The substitute to Shmona Esrei. Yeah. Let's not call it Shmona Esrei. Have to be careful.
Amida.
Huh?
Amida.
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 It's not to upset us.
Oh. Beautiful. The first thing people tell you, Akosh Baruch Hu didn't want to try, Chazal didn't want to trouble us on Shabbos. You know what? Shabbos, we have to go and eat. 18, 19 brochas, a bit too long, the Shmona Esrei. We have to finish davening quicker. No? That's Pashto Pshat in the Gemara and Shabbos. The Midrash Tanhuma. Sorry? Well, if the Tefillah Kvua, actually, you can do it even on Shabbos. The Tefillah Kvua, Pril Shemet, you say in Shabbos, you say, and Zanu Pamas, the Kolon Shalit, and you say, when you open the Eichel, there's some Bakoshas we do say. If it's a Tefillah Kvua, we actually, even on Shmona Esrei Shabbos, we make it Tefillah Kvua, Ten Chalkenu Betoatach, you say, Shoatach, you know, let's say Hashem, these things which you ask on Shabbos, it's not a matter about the Midrash Tanhuma. In this week's parsha, beginning of Vayera, he goes through the reasons, and by the way, he gives a few more reasons than what the Gemara in Brochas gives to why we daven 18 Brochas and not more. Yeah. So he goes because Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov together mentioned 18 times in the Torah, actually 19 times. One of them, Yaakov, is omitted, so therefore we don't count that one. There's a few more reasons which is given there. Then the Midrash says. ולפיכך אין מתפללים בשבת 18. You don't daven on Shabbat 18. Why? שאם יהיה לו חולה בתוך ביסוד נזקה ברויף וחוי לעמו ישראל. Because if you got someone sick, לא עלינו, לא עליכם, in your homes, a relative, then you will be saddened on Shabbos. והוא מיצר, והשבת ניתנה לישראל לקדושה, לעונג ולמנוחה, ולא לצער. לכן מתפללים גימל ראשונס, גימל אחרונס והמנוחה באמצע. Interesting. The reason why we don't daven Shmona Esrei is because we start Baruch Aleinu, Baruch Aleinu. We start thinking about our business and our parnosu, lapzah, this bill we didn't pay, that bill we didn't. Just thinking of it makes you upset. Just thinking about someone sick, just thinking that we're in Golos makes you a bit feeling saddened. And Shabbos is there for oinek, for enjoyment, for pleasure. And therefore, Chazal didn't want our Shabbos to be ruined with our problems which we have during the week. And therefore, we have to brush away all our problems, sweep them under the carpet as if they don't exist, in order to enhance our Oinek Shabbos. Good way of starting this year. So the Pasuk says, "V'chibadto me'asod derachecha mimitzoch emtzecha v'daber davar." It's interesting. There are three mitzvahs which were considered in Ois. Tefillin, Milah Tefillin, and Shabbos. Bris Milah is not hard to see the Ois. Yeah, it's quite clear. Yeah, once it's done, it's done. Tefillin, when you wear it, you can see. Shabbos is an interesting Ois. It's very hard. Because, how many Batlonim there is in the world? There's people on the door who don't do work anyway during the week. So how is the Shabbos recognized as the ot, as a sign? Where is the sign? I'm not doing nothing. Nothing actively. So it makes sense why Chazal required us to do extra actions apart from just not doing melachos and Shabbos. There is a machloikis amongst the poskim how to understand the Rambam. The Rambam writes, Dalet dvorim nehu b'Shabbos. Four mitzvahs were given on Shabbos. Two of them are from the Torah, in the Torah, Ubez mi divre sofrim. By the way, when the Rambam says divre sofrim, what does it mean? Sounds like the Rabbanan. And he explains, behen mefuroshim al yedei nevim. Nevim means Yeshaya. Yeshaya was quite explicit what you need to do. Even though if you'd give me that pasuk, I wouldn't make the same drosh as what Chazal did, but it's quite clear they're learning from this pasuk of Mechibat to Masod Rechecha. Zachor v'shamor, b'dibur echad. Both the Zachor and Shamor were given in the Torah. They're quite clear. V'shenitparshu al yedei ha-Nevim is oinig and covered, and oinig Shabbos were explained by the Nevim, which is the pasuk which is the Karat al-Shabbos oinig, and that's it, v'likdosh Hashem mechubad. The Shulchan Aruch Harav, Rabbeinu Zalman, learns in the Rambam, that the Rambam means it's the Rabbonim. Covered in Oinek Shabbos is a mitzvah the Rabbonim. Chazal introduced it. They must have seen at certain points that Shabbos is not really being enhanced properly. They introduced certain mitzvahs, certain restrictions, in order to enhance our covered in Oinek Shabbos. The Sefer Habatim, who was Rabbi David ben Shmuel Kochavi, one of the earliest mefarshim we have on the Rambam, he's a Rishon. He also writes, it's Tivik Kabbalah, it's not from the Torah. The Smag, the Meiri, all hold the same as the seems to be from the Rambam. The Chatam Sofer comes with a big chiddush. Says the Chatam Sofer in his Tshuva Siman Kuf Samachet, and also in his Perush in Kuf Yudalev in Chiddushim on Shabbos, he writes it, he actually quotes word by word. Look what I've written in my Chiddushim, and he quotes word by word in his Tshuvas. Yeah, then he talks about fasting in Rosh Hashanah. And he writes in his Tshuva that according to the Rambam, it's Deoraisa. What he means, Divra Sofrim, is similar to a wrote in Hilchas Kiddushin. If you Mekadish a woman, the case is most of us probably did that way. We all Mekadish Bebir, and we all Mekadish in Shtar, we all Mekadish with the ring. He holds it's Divra Sofrim, the Rambam writes. Kicha, kicha means the Ephraim, he calls it Divra Sofrim. Why? Because anything which Chazal made the Drosha, even though it's from the Torah, we call it Divra Sofrim because it's the Sofrim or Chazal who count the words of the Torah, they're the ones who made the Drosha, therefore we call it Divra Sofrim. But it's not the Rabbonim. So therefore what the Rambam means, that covered in Oinek Shabbos is Divra Sofrim, yeah, it means it's really even a Torah, just the Chachomim explained what the Torah wanted from us, and that's why it's calling it Divra Sofrim. So Chazal Sofer writes, a big enough community with the covered in Oinek Shabbos, also good enough community about fasting, is it true to Rashba, where you can fast on Shabbos. There's a lot of nafkamis which can be for. The reason why I'm bringing this introduction is to know the importance of these restrictions or these requirements which Chazal have given us. They're not just divrei rabbonim, it's divrei Torah, put to Chasam Sofer. So let's start with the first one. The pasuk begins with bechibadeto. What does bechibadeto mean? Says the Gemara. What do you call mechubadim? Is our clothes, our garments. People come and ask me, can you play football on Shabbos? In my garden, not taking it out. Now there's an Eruv, so some people can play football on outside. Yeah? Yes. I said, what clothes are you going to wear? What clothes are you going to wear? By the way, people come and ask me, can you swim on Shabbos? Because I found the founder Shulchan Aruch, which says if it's got walls, a pool, so therefore you can swim on Shabbos. So therefore, well, yes, I said, oh yeah, but what about wetting your garments on Shabbos and you're going in and you're wetting? I don't know if Dvar Mitzvah they allowed you to go through the Nile and cross through wetting. The Shiloh, the Makkah, what the first thing you do with the swimming trunks when you take it off, you do Sita. So therefore, Chazal say it's also to get your clothes wet on Shabbos. So what right does it give you? So you can find a private mikveh. You have to find other reasons. You don't understand if I tell them it's not in the spirit of Shabbos to go swimming. It's not in the spirit of Shabbos. They don't buy that.
The place is silver now.
Huh?
The place is silver. It's in Eti. You're allowed to go
swimming. Sorry, Gil. Yeah? Let's go further. So, v'chibad tosei shalo yu mechubadcha shel Shabbat ki mechumalbushecha shel chol. Yeah? You have to ask him how he allowed. I'm not going, that's not our topic today. Yeah, it's only melochas. We're talking about Yisund Rabbonim. So he goes, we are supposed to change our clothes. By the way, the Gemara in the Fine Zion and Shabbat says, why is levusha? Levush. Where does the word levush come from? Lo bosh. Takes away embarrassment. Seems to be there's a stage further, mechubadim. Clothes give a person covered. You looked at the chinuch. The chinuch says about the big Kohen Gadol, why you wore golden clothes, special stones, special material. What's it? It's not like the Kohen Gadol. You should be more humble. You should wear simpler clothes. So it says constantly you have to remind yourself who you're representing. And therefore, the clothes have an effect on your behavior as well. No, you wear your trainers, you wear your tracksuit, you walk around the street. You won't walk around the same way. You're more, if you're more athletic, you start jumping, running. Yeah? Your clothes give you covered. People judge other people by the clothes they wear. Mm-hmm. Ah, what make you have this? They didn't have the time of Chazal, but material. Mechubadim, the mechubadim of a person who gives a person covered. So from Pshat in the Gemara's Mashma, that a person has to wear unique clothes on Shabbos. So, Lemaise, Pshat, you can say, if I designate clothes, even if they're the same clothes I wear the weekday, as long as they're different clothes, even if they look alike, but they're different.
Yeah.
Well, that's all Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara says quite clear. It's also brought down in the Rambam, and it's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch and the Tur. Shulchan and the Tur actually highlighted Gadim Na'im. You need to have the nicest clothes you have for Shabbos. So Shabbos not only should be different clothes, should be different and more special. And the nicer clothes, the nicer suit you have for Shabbos, the nicer shirt you have for Shabbos. We'll soon discuss whether you need to change your shoes, you need to change your belt. But when we talk about changing your clothes, it should be for nicer clothes. And it's much more like Gemara. Like Gemara says, if a person is a poor man, he hasn't got more than one set of clothes. And you remember, once upon a time, he used to wear yellow beard, the long skirts. Yeah? So those people who would work during the week, not the wealthy people, that would fold their garments, yeah, the long skirts which they used to wear, they would fold them a little bit, put them into the avnet, into their head, in order not to disturb whilst they're walking, that they shouldn't go into, the rich people would go with it. It says the Gemara, a poor person who hasn't got other clothes, should let loose his clothes on Shabbos. Make himself feel like an ashir, like a wealthy person. So we see here there's a source that the clothes have to look more special, more unique on Shabbos than we have to do on a week. The Tur L'Shukhroch clearly writes, Gadim Na'im, special clothes, yeah? This will be beautiful, the most beautiful clothes you have. The Arizal writes that a person should try and change every single garment he has for Shabbos. Don't wear anything you wear on a weekday, don't wear on Shabbos. Yeah? I think, and I've seen it discussed in the Poi scheme that your undergarments, the ones you wear for sweat purposes or for come, those are not considered mechubadim. They don't give any comment to a person, yeah? That's why many people, as Allah says, you don't have to do it. If someone is an omelet, he doesn't read kriya to his big desire, they're called, yeah? Those don't read kriya. So those clothes don't really, as long as you're wearing clean, yeah, you're fine. Because you need to wear clean as well. As a, by the way, I found it's a clear midrash tanchuma as well. The source of the Tur in the Shulchan to say you need na'im, you need nicer clothes on Shabbos, is a clear midrash. He writes the word na'im v'nekiim. Where they have to change the couple. The couple seems to be, it's not one of the mechubadim. It's there for a simple reason. You should have ira shamayim. I'm not so sure you have to change your couple. But on the Arizal, you should change your couple. No, I could have to change all your clothes, yeah? This should be part of the clothes which you change, yeah? Interesting that Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring the Arizal legamra. He brings that section about changing all your clothes, but he doesn't bring what the Arizal continues to say is to wear white clothes on Shabbos. The Arizal says you should wear white clothes on Shabbos. But the Be'er Locha discusses that, and he brings Berembe, that means Elia Rabba, and the truth is the Chuvas Ponim Meiros. Yeah, the Chuvas Ponim Meiros writes that even though the Ari writes you to wear white clothes, yeah, he writes, nowadays you shouldn't wear white clothes. There's a Gemara which says, one of the Moraim asked not to be buried in black because he might be black amongst white, not to be buried in white because he's white. That means to be different than other people, there's a, it's not comfortable. So he gives two reasons. First of all, the Inyan of Yuhara. No one does it, and you do it. Who do you think you are? You think you're better than anybody else? Another reason, he says, the whole reason is to make you feel comfortable on Shabbos. If you're going to look an alien, you look like something different, you want to walk around in white, it'll be against your own Shabbos. It won't be so comfortable on Shabbos. So therefore, one should not wear white clothes on Shabbos. Yeah? Kafachayim doesn't like that. Yeah, Kavachayim is a big mekuvar, Yaakov Chaim Sofer, yeah? He holds, as the apostle can hear himself, Chol asher le'ish, yiten be'ad nafsho. There's a story that Arizal brings, that someone, he saw in his dream, someone who passed away, came to him in his dream, and he saw him, he was black, dressed in black. He told him, what happened to you? So he says, in Shamayim they punished me because I wore black on Shabbos. Arizal knew that person. Since I used to wear black on Shabbos, and therefore in Shamayim they said, you're going to continue wearing black, Olam Haba. That's the way you want to be dressed, that you may dress. So the Ariza then brings this mice in order to strengthen the idea of wearing white. Says the Kaf Chaim, Yura, not Yura. I'm afraid about what I look like up there. So, I'm going to risk it? Anyway, that's the Kaf Chaim's view. So the idea is, if you change some of your clothes, at least four garments, you wear white, you're okay. Yes.
My son.
Yeah. There is the Shulchan Aruch Rav, which actually says once you change his belt on Shabbos. I personally think he's not referring to our belts nowadays. You know what they used to wear in the olden days? An azor. It would be a big piece of cloth, yeah, which they would wear, big azor, yeah, around the waist. And it was the Yerushalmi took the clothes from the eastern countries. Yeah, that's where the Yerushalmi took the zebras from. So this big material which is worn, that's an azor, that's a beged already. Now you understand what the Shulchan Aruch Paskin like Chachomim and Nisim, that you personally blow a little, there's a dleika, you can put many clothes on top of each other. Yeah? There are more rights, a belt you can't put one belt on top of each other, like a Rabbi, because it's not serving your purpose. The answer is, in those days, an azor used to be like a garment. Never you can put belt on top of belt on top of belt, it was a decoration. It wasn't just something to hold your trousers. That's the whole purpose. Nowadays, the belt is only to hold your trousers up. It's not a beged, it's not a malbush. You agree to me? No, it's not a malbush. You wouldn't have to change it. Now, quickly, let's try and cover as much as we could, yeah? There's an interesting Ben Ish Chaim, Rav Pealim. This is Chaim from Baghdad. He's got a shayla. You have to change your shoes on Shabbos. Or you can wear the same shoes. So it's a small tshuva on Chelek Dalet and Rav Pealim, and he writes, yeah, it's called, I think the Dishu brings it out, but they didn't bring the reasons of the Ben Ish Chaim why he says it. He holds you don't have to change your shoes. And then they bring about the Chazon Ish used to change his shoes, you know. But the Ben Ish Chaim said, you don't have to. What is this raya? You don't have to. Because the Mishnah said, the Gemara says, Yireh Malbushecha. Are shoes part of the Malbushim of a person? He says, no. Why? Haraya, the Gemara in Daf Samach and Brochas said, the notes in Shulchan Aruch, it brought down in our minhag is to make two brochas. One, Malbish Arumim, and Shasali Kol Tzorki for the shoes. So had it been included in Malbish, it should have been no extra bracha for that. So it must be it's two separate things. Yeah? So shoes are different. Don't secondly bring the Talmud Yerushalmi. Talmud Yerushalmi in Shabbos says that Lab Urche the Inche. It's not the derech of people to have shoes for Shabbos and shoes for what? That's got to do. The Pnei Moshe and the Kolbanei have different explanations to why, what pshat in the Gemara. Is it Birosh and Tmir? Do people not have two shoes? Or is it, he takes on like the Kolbanei that it's pshat that people don't have two pairs of shoes. Full stop. They have one pair of shoes that we can't require, so maximum is you clean them. Nowadays, I think things have changed. Yeah? I think not because of what the Gemara says, Malbushecha. It's part of making Shabbos more unique. Making Shabbos unique, and we do have different pairs of shoes. We do have shoes for special occasions. So therefore, nowadays, it should be an obvious thing that we should change. Maybe in the olden days, people didn't realize they kept shoes with the jalebiya until the floor. No one saw your shoes. Yeah? Yeah, shoes wasn't a big deal. They didn't change it. Nowadays, shoes, a big thing. People invest a lot of money in shoes. So that's it. Until when must you keep those special Shabbos? Now these, we think that the zilzu, you don't know what effect it has on us when we wear special clothes on Shabbos. We behave differently. It affects our behavior. Unfortunately, like the Chinuch says, it has an impact on our behavior. And makes Shabbos more unique. And who knows, making Shabbos more unique. We'll soon see the Gemara lens of the Chibad to another thing. But before that, until when must you keep your Shabbos clothes on Moitzah Shabbos? So they bring in the name of the, in the Tishu, they bring in the name of the stipler, and in the name of the Chazon Ish, that they used to remove the Shabbos clothes straight after Shabbos, because they have to be unique for Shabbos. So since you have, maybe you have Dola used to do the Shabbos clothes, and then they used to straight away remove the Shabbos clothes, not keep it. You should know that the Ben Ish Chai writes, and it's not the Ben Ish Chai, means the Chemdat Yamim, and I've seen it in many, many Achorim, Rochaim Falaji brings it, and many Poskim bring, that you should wait for Melav Malka. Because according to them, Sudar Revi'id, apparently the Neshama Yeter doesn't go away until after Sudar Revi'id, Melav HaMalka. So he says you should keep your Shabbos clothes until after Sudar Revi'id. Don't take it off until after that. So that's what they hold. Now let's go to the other aspect of the Chibato. Another drasha the Gemara gives of the Chibato. And that's goofy. The Gemara says, Machloket Rav and Shmuel. When do you have the meal? The Ben Ish Chai says that according to Rashi seems to be the Gemara is discussing the meal on Shabbos day. Shabbos evening, you don't have to delay or bring forward the Shabbos meal, because you've been restricting yourself from eating too much on Erev Shabbos. Anyway, there's a halacha, you have to restrict yourself, you have to make sure you don't eat too much. So you're coming already with the right, so you don't have to delay, not bring forward, on the contrary, you should do straight away to do Kiddush, and straight away sit down the table. The Gemara is discussing about changing the timing of the eating on Shabbos morning. So Rashi says, and Rav holds you should bring it early, and Shmuel says you should be me'achar. So the two wants to say there's no machlokes. It's got to do with how satisfied you are from the night before. I haven't met so many people like that. You see, from the night before, you still, your food hasn't fully digested. So if you, the one who holds to delay it, he holds that the food is not fully digested, that's why I delay it. The one who holds to bring it forward, he's still feeling hungry, that's why I bring it forward. So, seems to be the truth is a bit gone slightly. Where's the vechibato here? You're going according to what your boy tells you. Yeah? Maybe that's vechibato. Yeah, don't put yourself in any affliction. But it's not mashma from Rashi like that. And I've seen it. I went and looked at the Mefarshim and tried to find out. It's not, the Ramah actually brings that you should change the timing of your eating. And someone to say there's a machrogin with Rav Shmuel. That Rav holds. For Kovat Shabbos, yeah, bring it forward. Eat straight away, even if you're not so hungry. Because you want to give Kovat to Shabbos. Yeah, when you go to a Simcha, you don't start making Cheshbonos, am I hungry, am I not hungry? He invited me at this time, I'm going to go. So Shabbos as well, let's make it early. Shmuel holds no, it's Kovat Shabbos to eat with more of an appetite. So delay it a little bit, be a little bit more hungrier. Yeah, it's Ava Lechaim, but you know, it's good. Yeah, for Kovat Shabbos a little bit. So that's the discussion amongst the poskim what to do. Interesting is the Ohr HaShulchan, it says, if you can't change the timing of when you eat, like the Ramos says, at least change the place where you eat. Have a special room in your house, for people who have more than one room to have. Say, you know what, during the week I eat here, on Shabbos I eat here. Yeah, that's also good for the Shabbos. You're making Shabbos unique. Shabbos becomes different than what it is. I said, perhaps you're Mekayim Mitzvah Doraisa by doing all of this. But make it more, make Shabbos unique. The more important you make Shabbos. It's interesting, the next section of the bottom, Ma'asot Derachecha, Shelo Yeluchecha Shel Chol, Yeluchecha Shel Shabbat. We mustn't walk in the same fashion as we walk on a general week. Everybody knows this halacha, and they know that the Ramah brings down, even though the Shulchan Aruch very strangely writes the word El Nahutz B'Shabbat. You know not to run. Seems to be anything not running you can do. Comes the Ramah and says, you mustn't take a psiagasa. Yeah, we know the psiagasa is a different issue. Yeah, the Gemara says even beyond Chol you should take psiagasa because it's 1/500 of your vision and it comes back. But that comes back with the Kiddush. Yeah, it's Tonya Chumrah. But on Shabbos you should not take a psiagasa, says Ramah. The Ramah gives you a measurement, more than an amah, more than a normal step you shouldn't take on Shabbos. Is there machlokes between the Shulchan Aruch and Ramah? I realized if you go beir a little bit, you'll see there's a big argument between Rashi, Bahag, to the Rambam, Rif, and other Rishonim. The Shulchan Aruch holds that so long as you don't lift both your legs up from the ground at once, which is, that's the definition of running, you're fine. So you can walk really fast on Shabbos. But as long as you don't lift both legs off the ground, when a person runs, you end up lifting one leg before you put one down, that's not good. And there's a right from the Gemara there when it talks about jumping over the stream where you should go round the Fushiluche, then you can do it only if you don't want to walk more, because walking more is more excessive work on Shabbos, and it's a bit of a tircha, so therefore they allowed you to jump. Mashma, if you're not going to, mashma, the restriction is to lift both your legs up from the ground. Psiagasa must be interpreted by him, it's an issue of running. According to the Ramah, which is based on a Bahag and on Rashi, anything more than an Amah, if you walk fast, even without lifting both your feet from the ground, you're walking in a different fashion on Shabbos, you're taking wider steps, is already also on Shabbos. See, wow, Chazal was so concerned that even the way you walk on Shabbos should be different than Chol. It should be more unique and constant reminder that Shabbos today, and you walk in a different fashion than you walk in a different way. For Dvar Mitzvah, it says cleaning the Gemara and Brachot. No, the Amorim used to think they're doing Chilul Shabbos, the Tamid HaChachomi. They're running to the Shir. Until he saw that you have to run. No? So if you're running for a Dvar Mitzvah, now what's a Dvar Mitzvah is already a discussion, yeah? The Gemara then talks about going to learn Torah, going to go Shir. But people think Dvar Mitzvah is to have the children earlier, to have the kids, or the wife is waiting. Everything becomes a Dvar Mitzvah. You know, the three areas you really separate. Karim says something interesting. And last few pages, Lech Lecha, by lot, trying to justify. There is clear things which are black and white, there's grey areas. It's very hard for a person to do tshuva on the grey areas because you're justifying yourself, you're giving theories. Dvar mitzvah, you want to talk Lashon Hara, now you open the Chofetz Chaim to see what heter you can use for your Lashon Hara. Yeah? Because you're when a person justifies himself and finds an excuse, it's very hard to do tshuva because he never feels he's wrong. He thinks he's done right. Yeah, so Dvar Mitzvah is not so simple what Dvar Mitzvah is. If you have more time to discuss the next day, double, double, and all of that.
A couple of minutes, we want to say, Chair, Mr. Golko, who's a regular member of Torah Way, is very ill and needs a reform. His name is Shlomo Sweeper.